down that we may have love. He came down that we may have love. He came down that we may have love. He came down that we may have love. Alleluia forevermore. That we may have light. He came down that we may have light. He came down that we may have light. He came down that we may have light. Alleluia forevermore. Peace. He came down that we may have peace. He came down that we may have peace. He came down that we may have peace. Alleluia forevermore. Joy. He came down that we may have joy. He came down that we may have joy. He came down that we may have joy. Hallelujah forevermore. This is the Holy Gospel according to Luke, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. This is the gospel of the Lord, the good news. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from the one true God who creates, redeems, and sustains us this most holy night and every night. Amen. It's a familiar story, isn't it? This reading from Luke's gospel text is a passage from Holy Scripture that we revisit year after year after year. It's even in Charlie Brown Christmas, right? Anybody watch Charlie Brown Christmas this year? We just did last night. It's as comforting and reliable as Silent Night, which we'll be singing in just a little bit. Quite frankly, I know for me, it just wouldn't be Christmas without it. And yet, it doesn't give us the whole story, right? It's not the complete picture of Christmas that we have in our heads. Where are the animals? Right? The cattle lowing. Where are the magi that Tina was just talking about? Those wise men, those kings. I don't know what to tell you about the animals. They're just kind of presumed present given the scenario, the place where they are. The Magi, though, they appear in Matthew's Gospel, not in Luke's Gospel that we read tonight. Usually, we get our fullest and most familiar picture of this story, the Christmas story, the story of Jesus' birth, from nativity scenes. From the live nativity scenes, or even just the life-sized nativity scenes, to the beautiful illustrations on Christmas cards, or even the teeniest, tiniest of little creche sets on ornaments hanging on the tree. We get a glimpse of the fullness of that story and this interesting cast of characters. Mary and Joseph and Jesus, the shepherds, the magi, and the angel. If your house is anything like my house, you probably have one or two of these around, right? My wife wrapped them up nicely. That's okay. I mean, so you got this cast of characters, this crew of people. And in and amongst that crew, well, you got Joseph, right? Thank you, Emily. Where's Mary? Whoa. Don't. Just. You're going to hurt yourself. I need Mary. Mary. Everybody clap. You've got the shepherds. Right? Yeah, thank you. And you have the wise men. I thought maybe we'd have an angel, but we don't have an angel with this set. You'll have to imagine the angel. In fact, it's best that you do, because the angel, God's holy messenger, right? They were a sight to behold. In fact, I dare you to go home tonight and Google image search biblical angels. You might be a little surprised. You might even be a little bit scared. Those angels up in the heavens saying those famous words, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace among those who God favors. It sends the imagination soaring, doesn't it? We love those words. We put them on Christmas cards and banners and we sing them in our liturgy and our hymns. They are wonderful words, aren't they? And yet, they are not the only words the angels speak. In fact, the most commonly uttered angelic phrase in Holy Scripture are almost always the first words an angel speaks. Do not be afraid. As I said, angels were a sight to behold, and I can't wait for all of you to Google this later. Right? They're not quite the beautiful thing we imagine. These angels appeared and were a striking, staggering, fear-inducing sight, so much so those shepherds were terrified. But not only that, they showed up with something incredible to tell. They said to the folks they appeared to things that were beyond their comprehension and often asked an awful lot of them. A lot of their trust and their faith. Do not be afraid, the angel spoke to Mary. Do not be afraid, the angel spoke to Joseph. Do not be afraid, the angel spoke to the shepherds in the field. What do we make of these words? What does it mean for God to send messengers equipping them with those four instructive words, do not be afraid? Certainly we have plenty to be afraid about these days, don't we? Violence, war, economic insecurity, rising costs of, well, everything. Political division. We needn't look to the skies, to that multitude of the heavenly hosts, to be afraid. Matter of fact, we have plenty to be afraid of most days, don't we? Heartbreak, loneliness, despair, not fitting in, not having as much as the next person, job losses, family dysfunction and disconnection, despair, illness, even death. These are scary truths that each of us face nearly every day. But the angel says, do not be afraid. For Mary and Joseph, the fear was real too. Where are they? Here they are, right here. Mary, presented with the promise of bearing the Messiah, had plenty to fear. As a young, unmarried woman in a small religious community, Joseph too. Just this past Sunday, we read of Joseph's hesitancy to marry Mary because she was with child. A pretty significant no-no in his day and age. What would people say about her? What would people say about him? What would people say about their child? Yes, Mary and Joseph had plenty to fear, and yet the angel says, what? Do not be afraid. What about those shepherds out in the field? Here they are. They are kind of out in the field over here. Tending to their sheep. Well, technically, they weren't likely their sheep to begin with at all. These shepherds were simple hired hands when they were astounded in the midst of their work by the appearance of these heavenly beings. Shepherds who, as far as we can tell, journeyed far to see this new thing that the angel told them about. Far away from their grazing pastures, far away from the owners of the sheep. Matter of fact, we don't even know what happened to the sheep. It's true. Go back to that scripture. Where are the sheep? What would their bosses have to say about this wandering off? Would they even have a job to go back to? The shepherds had plenty to be afraid about, and yet the angel says, do not be afraid. You guys sound like you're a little afraid to say it. What does the angel say?
Do not be afraid.
This Christmas night, we hear these familiar words. This trusted story from Luke. Wait a minute, I skipped a page. The Magi. I forgot about these guys over here. The Magi, as Tina told us just a moment ago, who asked King Herod, not a great dude, FYI, about this new king born in Bethlehem, who found themselves tasked with reporting back to Herod about this newborn baby, this potential threat to his rule. As it says in Matthew's Gospel, on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Giving extravagantly, more than they likely could, and then courting death by disobeying the powers that be, these Magi went home by another road. What if Herod found them? What would Herod do to them? The Magi had reasons to be afraid, and yet the angel says, all right, are we good? Do we got that now? We got your part? Okay, good. This Christmas night, we hear this familiar words, this beautiful story from Luke's Gospel that we all know so well. We gather together this night to light our candles and sing our favorite Christmas songs. We come here to celebrate the gift of God's grace embodied by this newborn baby, wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. But this night, let our ears and hearts and minds be open to the angel's words too. Let us hear those holy directions spoken from on high to Mary and Joseph and the shepherds. Let us hear them as though they were spoken to us, for they are being spoken to us. Do not be afraid. Like Mary, do not be afraid to put your trust in a God who promises new life, seeks to bring healing, justice, and peace to the world through you. Yes, you. Like Joseph, do not be afraid to ruin your reputation by letting the love of your heart and faith in your God lead you in a different direction than most would follow. Like those shepherds in the field, do not be afraid to abandon your job security for the promise of wonder and unfathomable joy. And like those Magi, do not be afraid to give with abandon and to defy the powers that be when they seek only to satisfy themselves. Do not be afraid. The angels say,
do not be afraid.
Do not be afraid to lose it all for love. For it is the love of God that made us. The love of God that saves us. The love of God that surrounds us. And the love of God that calls us out into the world to love and then love and then love some more. Do not be afraid, dear ones, for love is here. Merry Christmas. Amen.